What if you blended the music of the 60s band The Standells with former street busker Tracy Chapman, threw a little bit in of the rappers Run DMC, and added the sound of the Boston Subway in the same song? Well, Cambridge DJ Wayne Marshall has done just that. It's one of his mashups. It's called the Boston Massacre. One of the most sought-after DJs in Boston, Marshall is also an ethnomusicologist. He lectures at Brown, Harvard Extension School, and the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Welcome.
Thank you.
And we should note, you've got your computer here. You do all of this mash-upping on your computer, right?
Right from my laptop.
Well, we'll hear more of it, but what is an ethnomusicologist?
An ethnomusicologist is someone who looks at music in the context of culture and society.
And you went to Harvard?
I went to Harvard as an undergraduate,
yeah.
Where I studied English, in fact, and then I moved on to ethnomusicology at the University of Wisconsin.
And we just heard your Boston Massacre. Let's just review some of the elements of that.
Okay. One that I did was I took Extremes More Than Words, which is a classic middle-of-the-road ballad, really, when it comes down to it, but a very big Boston song, in fact, an inescapable song around the country at a certain point. I was able to find an a cappella.
Can we hear a little of that
sure.
first? Yeah.
It begins like this.
Saying I love you is not the words I want to.
I love this song. It's an anthem.
It's not that I want you, not to say, but if you only knew how.
And so I decided, well, what can I combine this with in the Boston soundscape that would sound good, that would have this effect of putting two disparate things together? And I tried out a bunch of things, and I ended up settling on Tracy Chapman's Fast Car.
Okay.
So Fast Car, as you may remember, goes like this. So what I did is I took that Tracy Chapman song, and I didn't find an instrumental version of it, but I did find that, you know, the first four bars or so are just her strumming the guitar, maybe some bass in there as well, which I can very easily loop using the software that I use.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have it just copy itself over and over and over again.
Yeah, I'm just going to have it run through that same, you know, four-bar section. But actually, one thing I found is that Extreme song didn't go so well with Tracy Chapman. They kind of clashed a bit. They were in different keys, really. You know, sometimes you have to tweak things a little bit. A lot of times I'm bringing things to the same tempo, but also I'm shifting keys around a bit. So what I did is I took Extreme's vocal and I pitched it up three half steps.
All right. And again, your hands on the keypad.
So they sound a little weird.
It's a chipmunk.
A little chipmunked out, but you know, that's also become a kind of popular hip-hop aesthetic these days. Yeah. You know, Kanye West has brought that chipmunk soul into the mainstream. And let me just show you how I can pitch things around just to show you how fluid the software makes it. This is high.
Saying I love you is not the words
this is back down.
I want to hear from you. It's not that I want.
So I can keep making it lower. Or I can make it high again.
Doing all this on the computer.
Yeah, it is. Up and down, pretty much. Right when the chorus comes in there, and I'm sorry to be teasing you about that, I'll bring in Aerosmith's Walk This Way. But just the drum break from it, from the very beginning, which sounds like this. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And that's, I've slowed that down a little bit so that it fits with these. But all right, here we go. Here's Extreme and Tracy Chapman.
More than words.
Tracy Chapman and Aerosmith together for the first time.
With Extreme.
With Extreme. And by the way, we're talking to Wayne Marshall, who's one of the most sought-after club DJs here in the Boston area. You know, hip-hop artists have been playing with records for a long time. Sampling has been going on for a long time. Research or grand theft? You know, because you are borrowing from all these artists. What do you say to that?
Well, first of all, I should note that I'm not selling this music. I think that it falls under the terms of fair use in terms of illustrating certain things coming from an educational standpoint. I don't simply put these things up with no kind of frame around them. I usually do a fair amount of explication.
Mm. And by the way, I know you, obviously you're studying and researching and writing a dissertation. When you're in the clubs, do you also try to bring in the intellectual side of what you're doing or just play the music?
Well, oftentimes I do have a kind of thematic focus. I'll put together a set that I think expresses some idea or another. Some of my performances are what we might call more didactic than others. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just like to play songs that I like together. But for instance, there was a Hip Hop History Day, and I did the first set, and I was representing hip hop's Jamaican roots. I was actually talking over a lot of the tunes, but the music that I put together itself, I thought, made a certain argument. What I was going for were the songs that I thought Kool Herc, you know, the founding father of hip hop, Jamaican immigrant to the Bronx, would have been playing had the cultural climate been right for that. You know, one of the interesting things about Jamaicanness in New York is that its meaning has really shifted over time. This is another aspect of my dissertation. But in the early 70s, Kool Herc was playing Latin funk because, as Jeff Chang's recent hip-hop history, Can't Stop, Won't Stop, says, they were throwing Jamaicans in garbage cans at that point. One of his friends came over and said, Clive, don't go outside. They're throwing Jamaicans in garbage cans. And, you know, I grew up in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and I had a Jamaican classmate who every morning would come up to the bus stop and get thrown over a fence by generally his African-American peers. And it was just because he was Jamaican. So to the extent that music interacts with our ideas about sameness and difference and can challenge them is really interesting to me. I like the idea, given Boston's, I'd say, sordid history of race relations and other kinds of community relations. I like the idea of combining the sounds that get mapped on to different communities at the same time.
Huh. An intellectual view of mashups from Harvard grad Wayne Marshall, who's also working on his doctorate. He's writing a dissertation on the connection between reggae and hip-hop and is one of the most sought-after club DJs here in the Boston area. Wayne, thanks for bringing in your computer and playing for us.
My pleasure. Thanks for listening.
Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston. Our production team includes Len Menegon, Kevin Sullivan, Alex Ashlock, Tara Murphy, Vince Fairchild, Emiko Tamagawa, Karen Miller-Metzen, and Virginia Prescott. Doug Sugarts is our engineer. Our web producers, Ken George. Our interns are Angela Kim, Jessica Gerard, and Lara Farrar. And by the way, thanks to former intern Noah Suskind, who produced our mashup story before he took off to run the world. The senior producer of Here Now is Kathleen McKenna. I'm Robin Young. Join us again, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, on the web at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.